Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED video, and it's about the trolley problem. Would you sacrifice one person to save five? And so this is actually a very famous ethical question that's been discussed in various topics. For example, from Michael Sanders, Justice. 就是如果有看过这个 Michael Sanders 所写的《正义：一场思辨之旅》的人，就会看过这个问题。那其实他在《正义》里面呢，最主要是想要探讨的就是 utilitarianism， 也就是所谓的功利主义。那功利主义的主张呢，就是以最多人的快乐为快乐，所以他们会基于这一个原则呢来去做一些决定。所以我们讲到这个 the trolley problem 的时候呢，就并不只是考量一个性命跟五条命的差别。大家我觉得这个还蛮有趣，大家有兴趣可以去看。看一下那个 video， 那我们现在先来看一下今天的句子。Our instincts tell us that deliberately causing someone's death is different than allowing them to die as a collateral damage. It just feels wrong for reasons that are hard to explain. This intersection between ethics and psychology is what's so interesting about the trolley problem. The dilemma in its many variations reveals that what we think is right or wrong depends on factors other than a logical weighing of the pros and cons.Our instincts tell us that deliberately causing someone's death is different than allowing them to die as collateral damage. It just feels wrong for reasons that are hard to explain. This intersection between ethics and psychology is what's so interesting about the trolley problem. The dilemma in its many variations reveals that what we think is right or wrong depends on factors other than a logical weighing of the pros and cons. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 instinct， instinct 指的是本能的意思，重音放在 in 的地方。那我们可以说 it is a mother's instinct to protect a child， 母亲的本能呢便是会保护孩子。那它的形容词呢是 instinctively， instinctively 它的重音是在 tin 的地方， tive 发短音 e， instinctively。For example, he instinctively covered his head when the rock fell, so at least he was not injured.
石头掉下来的时候，他本能地抱住他的头，所以所幸他没有受伤。在我们来看的是 deliberately。deliberately 指的是慎重的。那它的形容词兼动词呢，则是 deliberate。deliberate。是慎重的或者是慎重商议的。那我们如果有看这个 America's Next Top Model， 你们就会很常听到这个，他们就会说 Now it's time for the judges to deliberate， 他们现在凭什么要慎重考虑到底谁可以留下来继续成为 America's Next Top Model。再我们要来看的是 ethic， ethic 呢指的是道德的，它的 e 是发微笑的嘴型 a， 重音在 e 的地方 ，th 发 s， 要记得把舌头放在上下门牙中间。它有个字呢跟它长得很像，叫做 ethnic， ethnic 指的则是种族的。那我们可以说 we should respect ethnic differences， 我们要尊重种族之间的差异。最后我们要来看的是 dilemma。dilemma 呢则是指困境的意思，这个字呢其实蛮难拼的 ，d-i-l-e， 这。Dilemma， 那 MMA 呢则是发短音 DI 发 LE 发 A， Dilemma。 那我们可以说 He is in a dilemma that he doesn't know how to balance between work and family。 他现在身在一个困境呢，就是他不知道如何在工作跟家人之间取得平衡。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Our instincts tell us that deliberately causing someone's death is different than allowing them to die as a collateral damage. It just feels wrong for reasons that are hard to explain. The intersection between ethics and psychology is what's so interesting about the trolley problem. The dilemma in its many variations reveal that what we think is right or wrong depends on factors other than a logical weighing of the pros and cons.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!